Several Arab countries are holding another day of mass anti-government demonstrations. Protest rallies are being staged after Friday prayers in Yemen, Bahrain, and Egypt. In Egypt, protesters are demanding that members of the former government be tried. The Yemeni and Bahraini demonstrators say they want a regime change. NATO has admitted killing revolutionary troops in Libya by mistake, but has refused to apologize for the deadly airstrike. Several anti-Gaddafi forces were killed in the NATO attack. This was the second time in less than a week that NATO fighter jets target revolutionary forces. Regime forces backed by Saudi troops have intensified their crackdown on opposition figures and political activists in Bahrain. The Center for Human Rights in Bahrain says the number of detainees has now exceeded 500 and includes 17 women. Reports say regime forces are conducting house-to-house searches. At least six Palestinians have been killed in the latest Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip. Four of the victims lost their lives in Israeli tank shelling in Rafah. Two others were killed in a nearby location. Israeli airstrikes have killed 11 Palestinians in the past 24 hours. A senior Muslim cleric has been killed by a powerful explosion outside a mosque in Indian-controlled Kashmir. The explosion came as Mulavi Shoket Ahmad Shah was entering the mosque in the city of Srinagar for Friday prayers. Several other people were also injured. Japan has reported water leaks at its Onagawa nuclear plant after another earthquake hit the country's northeast. Authorities, however, claim there have been no changes in radiation levels outside the plant. Several people have been killed and over 100 others injured following the 7.4 magnitude quake. Oil prices have hit fresh highs not seen since 2008. New York's main contract light sweet crude for delivery in May has soared to almost $112 a barrel. And Brent North Sea crude for May delivery hit almost $125. The Brent benchmark is viewed as a more realistic price for the commodity. And finally, the U.S. Congress and the White House have not yet reached an agreement on next year's budget bill to avert a government shutdown. The Obama administration and lawmakers have until midnight on Friday to agree on a spending bill. A shutdown would mean the government will stop non-essential services.